Therapy and not pills should be the first approach for people suffering with insomnia. That's according to new guidelines from the American College of Physicians, an influential national internal medicine organization. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Insomnia affects about 10% of American adults. It results in fatigue, of course, but also diminishes cognition, alertness, and general health. Sleeping pills do the trick for many people, but they are not meant to be taken for more than 4 or 5 weeks, cautions Wayne Riley. He heads the American College of Physicians.
The first-line treatment for chronic insomnia should be cognitive behavioral therapy.
When CBT, as it's called for short, is used to address sleep, patients first have to learn a counterintuitive lesson.
Less is more. Less time in bed is better.
That's Michael Perlis. He's director of the Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at the University of Pennsylvania.
If you're awake, spend that time somewhere else. Now, executing that as part of a general therapy is more complicated, but that is the rule of thumb.
Perlis says CBT works for 50 to 70% of people with insomnia, and while it may take several weeks of therapy, the effects last.
And that's where it really distinguishes itself from medical therapy, is that there's no pill on this planet that will give you sustainability of treatment gains after treatment is discontinued.
CBT for insomnia starts with a careful assessment of sleep routines and teaches people ways to change their sleep behaviors. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.